The 2021 NFL season kicked off last night. Sure, most of you guys already knew that. I received several messages last night from some of you guys on Twitter, and you guys were not pleased, at least during the pregame. The NFL rarely airs the national anthem on television. They'll do it for select events, first game of the season like last night, select playoff games, the Super Bowl. For most of the season, though, you're not going to see the national anthem broadcast on television. The NFL did air the national anthem last night, but it was not the first thing that we were treated to during the broadcast. After all, this is supposed to be the new and improved woke NFL. This is the league Colin Kaepernick envisioned back in 2016. Last night, in the name of unity and inclusion, NBC and the NFL presented us with Alicia Keys and the Florida A&M Choir, singing Lift Every Voice and Sing, otherwise known in woke circles as the Black National Anthem. I'm a bit perplexed. I don't understand how the playing of two national anthems is supposed to unite people. If anything, doesn't that divide us even more? You're dividing people by race. Black people have the Black National Anthem, and the rest of us have the National Anthem. Let me ask you this. I attend several NFL games every year in New Orleans. Kneeling for the national anthem is acceptable, right? I mean, isn't that widely accepted as a universal form of protest? According to the agenda, it is perfectly okay to kneel for the national anthem. So when I'm in the Superdome in a few weeks and the Black National Anthem plays, and let's say I want to protest this new federal vaccine mandate from Joe Biden, I can show my protest by kneeling for the Black National Anthem, right? Wouldn't that be okay? You guys already know the answer to that question. If a white NFL player kneeled for the Black National Anthem, Roger Goodell would be pressured by the media to suspend him. But if a black player kneels for the National Anthem, that's acceptable behavior. He's been oppressed his entire life by systemic racism. Correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't black people American too? When the hell did we become two separate countries? The NFL's not doing this for black people. I don't think most black people like the playing of two national anthems. Roger Goodell's doing this to appease the 10% of this country that's woke. Now, as expected, the playing of the Black National Anthem went over like a wet fart during sex. I heard some boos in Tampa during the broadcast last night. It wasn't as hostile, it wasn't as loud as we've seen at these World Cup qualifiers over in Europe. Americans, we tend to be a little bit more respectful, even if we don't agree with something. However, the NFL was absolutely blasted on Twitter. Even some people with blue check marks were critical of the NFL playing two national anthems. Not blue check marks like Stephen A. Smith, of course. I'm sure he had a full-blown boner when the Black National Anthem played. That is, if he was even watching the game last night. As you guys know, Stephen A. doesn't know dick about the NFL. He was probably cuddled up on his couch with Skip Bayless watching Real Housewives of Ethiopia. We have talked extensively about Roger Goodell doubling down on wokeness this season. Other than pregame last night, I really didn't notice too much social justice nonsense. Hopefully, that is a sign of things to come. Hopefully, all of the announcements during the offseason from the NFL were just a virtue signal. Maybe it'll be just like last year, where the NFL went woke week one and they forgot about all the garbage the rest of the season. Matter of fact, last night wasn't near as woke as week one was last season. I mentioned to you guys a while back that I don't think the casual NFL fan knew of the intentions to double down on wokeness this year. That was clear in the ratings last night. Either the casual fan wasn't aware or they just didn't care. I've always thought the NFL was untouchable. If the ratings last night were any indication, that might just be true. Preliminary ratings have been released. Nearly 25 million people tuned in to watch Cowboys-Buccaneers last night. It was the most watched NFL season opener since 2015, the year before Colin Kaepernick got on his knees. The NFL hit a home run last night. Not only did they pop a massive rating, but the game itself was phenomenal. I said on Twitter last night during halftime that the NFL had already been more entertaining in 2 hours than the NBA and Major League Baseball had been all year. And I wasn't kidding. I was not exaggerating. There's just something different about the NFL that we don't experience with any other sport, any other league, college football included. We were all impressed with the ratings last weekend from college football. The NFL last night drew 3 times their audience. It took the NBA Finals 3 games to draw 25 million people. The NFL did it in 3 hours. During the first round of the playoffs, it would take the NBA 13 games to draw 25 million people. Now, it's going to be interesting to see if the NFL can maintain this momentum going forward. I think it spoke volumes last night that the social justice propaganda was kept to a minimum. A few weeks ago, I did a video reacting to a story in The Athletic. They spoke with multiple NFL agents and insiders, and one of the questions pertained to the league's social justice policy in 2021. The majority of agents responded in the same way, that this was nothing but a virtue signal by Roger Goodell, and it would not be taken seriously. Let's hope that remains the case the rest of the season. If it does, I think we could see monster NFL ratings all year. The country is starving to return to normal. People are packing stadiums, not wearing masks, not giving a damn about the COVID, the Delta, the Mu, the Beta, or whatever they're calling it now. People want to enjoy themselves, which no doubt pisses off the woke. I'm sure Anthony Fauci will come out Monday and blast people for packing NFL stadiums all weekend. But it's strange. I didn't hear anyone complaining when people were packing NBA arenas a couple of months ago. I wonder why. Anyway, time to let me know what you think. Give me your thoughts on the NFL's monster ratings last night. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.